these positional groups. Offensive line, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, is it a concern for you? I'm not concerned with Brock. I'm concerned what's going on around Brock. And that's what we're talking about it right now, because you're only as good as the people blocking for you. Ask Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Not once, but twice, by the way, either against Tampa or against Philly. That guy has caused heartbreak twice for you, but you know what? At the end of the day, you didn't get him down on the field enough if you were the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be tested again this season when it comes to their defensive line. We'll get to it. It's Nick Bosa and who? Well, you would hope it would have been Mykal Williams, your first-round pick out of Georgia, but he walked off the field yesterday, and he's not going to play in the preseason game tomorrow, which are going to be valuable reps for a guy like that, a guy that's trying to establish himself, and quite frankly, a guy the Niners are going to have to need this year because they really haven't had a running mate for Nick Bosa in God knows how long, Joe.
So yesterday, like, they've got all these different drills going across the multiple giant fields, and you know, we're all kind of like walking around. I know, like, I go rogue. You know me. I'm kind of like in my own world.
We huddled at times, but we also shifted because we wanted to check out everything, right?
Yeah.
And something that is catching your eye might not be catching mine, vice versa.
Exactly.
I think we're looking at the, at one point, you were looking at the drills with Purdy, with Pearsall, with all those guys. And I was on the other side looking at the defensive line as they were getting into it before they told us to put away our cameras. Can't record anything. Oh my God. All the secrets that are going to be out there. But we were honored it. We were good. But yeah, you kind of, it could be overwhelming, but you just got to pinpoint
what you
want to
watch.
Focus
what you're looking for. Yes. And specific things. And you try to do your best to see as much as you can. Right. And so at one point I walked over to the defensive line, right. And they're going up against the Broncos offensive line. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a diehard sports fan. I can't name a couple Bronco linemen.
Right.
Can you?
No. No, I got on Mike McGlinchey. There you go.
Yeah, because he played for the Niners.
Well, but again, there you go. Like, it's such a nuance. Unless you're, again, Rashawn Slater. Yikes, by the way. Patella tendon out for the season. Chargers are going to charge her. That sucks.
Oh, no. There's a handful of names.
But there's a handful of names. Exactly, right? Trent Williams is one of those names that is known. I'm sure if you ask Broncos fans, they don't know who the hell is on the Niners offensive line.
No.
I'm sure if you ask some Niner fans, too, they probably don't know either. But that's a conversation for another time. But to your point is well taken, Joe.
Like, so I walk over, and I'm looking at, like, I just want to see what do our guys look like against them. Like, that. Again, not even knowing if the Bronco O-line is great, good, awful, whatever. I just know Sean Payton does a good job protecting his quarterbacks. There's a reason why, you know, Bo Nix took every snap last year for the Broncos. And for almost, 17 years, Drew Brees, at that size, stayed in the pocket and found a way to be healthy. Is that Brees? Is that play calling? I'm sure it's both.
Both.
So I think highly of Sean Payton in terms of offense. So I'm over there, I'm watching the drills, and I'm like, all right, let's see Mykal Williams. He's lined up kind of over the center and the guard. Right. And just for those that are watching, like, you can line up on the outside, you can line up kind of on the inside. They have him lined up on the inside. And if you've been paying attention to the reports of everything, I'm like, all right, this is what everyone says he excels in. And boom, right away, he's really low. He splits between the guard and the center, and he gets great pressure. And you can see the center is like grabbing him like a hold. I thought it would have been called a hold.
Right.
And he still is able to penetrate and get through. And then he goes to the back of the drill, and then he comes back around, and he does it again. And again, the guard this time is the one holding him, and he's getting great penetration. And I'm like, wow, he really reminds me of DeForest Buckner right there.
Right.
And I'm not saying he is him. I'm just saying, like, he's so big and tall and lean but strong. You're like, yeah, I kind of see where he's going with that. And then eventually he comes back around, and he rotates. Now he's on the edge. And I'm like, all right, let's see. Everyone's been saying he's not that great on the edge. Let me see for myself. Again, these are a couple reps. These aren't the end-all, be-all, but it's a couple reps. Well, I see him on the edge, and he gets kind of stood up, and he's really upright, and okay, he needs some work in that area. Again, one rep, not the end-all, be-all, but I came away going, all right, I see what they see in Mykal Williams. And I'm optimistic, but I also think, like, all right, he's a work in progress. When Bosa rushes, it's like, oh my God, you're watching one of the best on the planet.
Yeah, you're watching a top five, maybe a DPOY. He has been a DPOY. Like, you just see it with the body, Joe, the physical, the burst.
Joe,
he's a massive human being.
It's almost crazy the way we talk about him during the season versus, like, leaning up to the season. Like he, it, like, not that he, I don't think people call him a scrub, but, like, dude, he's one of the, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame talent. Now, will he reach that potential in season? I don't know. But Joe, on that field, How many guys outshine him?
No one. He's literally the guy. Like, even yesterday, it's him or Pat Surtain, the best defensive players on the field at any given time.
He's ridiculous.
And we love our edge rushers more than we love our secondary players because it's just sexier. It flashes more, unless you're getting a bunch of interceptions.
Bosa's a monster.
Bosa's a monster. And that's who's you're game planning for if you're the Broncos, if you're the Rams. Like, you're chipping him constantly. You're going to force anyone else to beat you. And by the way, I just looked it up. Just top offensive line rankings. And I go PFF.
Yeah, yeah, give it to me.
PFF is not the end-all, be-all. Yeah, no, but it's just a solid metric.
If you told me they were middle of the pack, I'd probably believe you.
PFF has the Denver Broncos as the second best unit when it comes to offensive
line. Really?
It's Philadelphia and then Denver.
Wow.
This is the little excerpt.
See, I didn't even know that.
This is a little excerpt on Denver Broncos. All five of Denver's starting offensive linemen in 2024 are coming back for 2025. So they put that into the equation, the continuity of that. And they led the NFL with a 90.8 PFF pass blocking efficiency rating last year. So best pass blocking unit, and they're all coming back. That's a recipe for success if I'm Bo Nix.
Well, that's great. Well, that makes me feel even higher on Michael Williams.
Right?
We're talking about a couple reps. You know what I mean? Like, I saw like five total reps from him at this one drill. You know what I mean? Like, then I watch Alfred Collins. This is the second round pick. And as I'm standing there, here walks up Grant Cohn. And Grant and I, you know me, we're buddies. Like,
Sports Illustrated covers the team.
I love Grant Cohn. He's there every day. Yep. Right? And I like to pick the brains of the people who are there every day. Like, is this an outlier or is this what you've seen throughout camp, right? Like,
yeah,
confirming, or maybe just the guy's having a great day. It's a great matchup. So Alfred Collins goes up, and he is humongous.
Yeah. Looks the part.
He is the size of Kinlaw, but in a different way. He's more chest than Kinlaw. Kinlaw was more legs. I'm talking about, like, he's just huge. But they both play very upright for a D tackle. I watched him look great in these drills up against the guards and the centers for the Broncos. And I like turn to Grant and I go, Grant, has he looked this good? All he goes, this is the best he's ever looked. And I go, really? He's like, yeah, he looks incredible. Then Larry Kruger walks over, you know, our buddy Larry. Larry's like, this is the best he's looked in these drills all year. And I'm like, wow, like that shocked me. And I'm thinking, all right, well, maybe that's an outlier. Or maybe he's getting better. You know, I came away watching Alfred Collins going, he might not get a lot of sacks. That dude is going to eat space and command doubled. He is humongous.
I mean,
he's a load.
If you're going to show out, you want it to be during joint practices. You want it to be against best in the NFL.
Were you impressed with him too?
Yes, I was absolutely. And what you said, it actually got me thinking. I was like, he does look bigger than Javon Kinlaw, who was a chiseled specimen.
He was huge.
You know, himself. But
he's like upper body.
But your eyes weren't deceiving you. Javon Kinlaw's listed at 320, 6'5". Alfred Collins, he's got 15 pounds. I'm at 335, 6'6".
Wow.
Even bigger than Javon Kinlaw.
Like, he's huge.
And the guy you mentioned prior to that, Mykel Williams, I think a lot of people are concerned right now if you're just joining us and you heard the news that Mykel Williams went down in practice yesterday, had to walk off the field gingerly with training staff. They're calling it a hyperextension. They're hoping it's a hyperextension. We'll get more on that.
I hope so, too. The whole place went silent, did it not?
It was, we were all looking at it because I was watching it, and it was like, oh, Mykel's down. He's not getting back up. We all kind of just shifted our attention from the offense to across the field. Again, kind of hard for us on the other side, but we all saw it. Everyone was quiet. Shanahan, after practice, talked about it.
He had a good exam. Hopefully just hyperextended his knee. So we're going to get a further evaluation now, but look good when we examine them. So hopefully it's just a little bit.
They might have dodged a bullet there.
Shanahan, will Mykel play tomorrow at Levi Stadium?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he went Saturday. I mean, we were going to play him, but I got to see what happened in there. But usually when you hyperextend your knee, it's going to take at least a couple days, probably a week.
And that's smart. I mean, you don't want to push this guy. Like, that's the last thing you need.
I was watching him. So he lied down, and I think he was going to go get up, and I think the trainers were like, don't.
Yeah.
He's lying there, and like, as if, imagine you're sitting on your butt with your legs out, and you're just upright, not laying back on the ground.
No,
he was
like,
up.
Like, your knees are, his knees were like bent a little
exactly.
bit, too. Yeah, you're just chilling.
And he was
yeah.
chilling, and here come the trainers out to talk, and then I watched him get up. There was he was gingerly walking, but I didn't notice this giant limp or anything. But again, who knows?
I mean, he's also such a massive individual. So the way he walks slowly, like, I get it, right?
Oh, he's big.
But that's just another thing that you don't want to have to worry about.
No.
And it's a first round pick because you dealt with this last year, albeit different scenario, but Ricky was hurt prior to getting shot. But it's a first round pick. Not getting those crucial reps.
Mm.
Like, that's what you need right now is guys to step up. If we're talking about this, Joe, and we're going to have the good, the bad, the ugly of what we saw at joint practice yesterday in a couple minutes here at 7 o'clock. But if we need guys to step up this season, if we're saying we need like four or five, a handful of these 49ers young players to step up if they want to be a playoff team, Michael Williams had to be a part of that conversation. He's your first round pick. And now he's going to be behind the eight ball. Hopefully, as Shanahan said, it's like a week. He's back. No problem. If he can get back to joint practice next week in Vegas, that would be amazing. Mm. If he could play in Vegas next week, that would be awesome. Because I just want to see the reps of this
guy. Well, he needs it.
He needs it.
And I came away, again, I didn't watch because our vantage point was we didn't get to see the ones versus the ones in 11-on-11s. I'm just going off of like the last couple years watching their D-line and then watching them this year. I really like the guys they picked.
Yeah.
I think there's something there. Yeah. Now, are they ready to go? That's a whole separate conversation. It's a work in progress. I bet you, though, by the end of the year, we're talking about C.J. West, Alfred Collins, this guy Valdez that Bonte's raving about, 55, who I only saw take one rep and looked really fast bursting around the edge, wearing that D Ford number. He's thicker than D Ford, wears bigger pads,
right.
But he was fast, really fast off the edge, like him. I like the unit they have. They've got a lot to work with, but they've got to go out and play better, and they've got to learn, and they've got to grow, and it's a lot of young players.
I mean,
there's a learning curve.
This is an opportunity for a guy that you traded for. Stock is down right now. Won the Super Bowl technically with the Eagles.
I didn't see him out there.
I didn't see him either, but again, we were also on
Bryce Huff. Yeah,
Bryce Huff.
But he's a single-digit jersey, and I didn't see him in the unit, in the drills.
Which is a problem because, again, this is an opportunity for him.
I know.
So is he going to play tomorrow?
Well, they need him.
Well, Yetur Gross-Matos is out, right? He's always out. But if you just look at the depth chart, it's Michael Williams, Yetur Gross-Matos, and then you get to Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
So this is what guys need to step up in these situations. Hey, you traded for him. Robert Saleh speaks so highly of him. Let's see it, right? If you speak so highly of the guy and you have that much trust in him and you want to rekindle the glory days of when you were a Jet a couple years ago, I want to see it with Bryce Huff because they're going to need him.
Yeah.
They need this guy. We're talking about Nick Bosa. You know what? You could have one great player. I could shut down one great player. Sorry. I could just make all my focus on them.
He's a force, though.
He is a force, and he will get his because
he's a force.
Because he's a Hall of Famer, Joe, he will get his. The TJ Watts, the Miles Garrett, the Max Crosby's, the Nick Bosa's, they're going to get theirs. Someone else needs to step up if you really want to compete, though.
No doubt.
Why do you think the Rams did it last year? And Baldy was talking about nailing Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. Two guys on the D-line that you're going to have the next decade, you hope, in Los Angeles. That's how you win in the playoffs. Not one, but two. How did the Eagles win in the Super Bowl? They didn't even rush the free. They didn't even send a blitz in the Super Bowl.
Ridiculous.
Because their front four dominated, right?
Yeah.
Not to say that anyone has that. I think they're the deepest team in the NFL.